CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 31st of August 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Plan your RSGB convention weekend with the newly released programme. Volunteer for the RSGB as the Honorary Mature Members Officer. RSGB representatives and practical activities at the National Hamfest. Have you bought your ticket for this year's RSGB convention yet? The weekend's draft programme has just been released and details all the inspiring speakers that the Society has lined up for your enjoyment. If you were wanting to improve your technical knowledge, make sure you put the presentation by Hans Summers, G0UPL, from QRP Labs, on your must-see list. Hans will introduce the concept of polar modulation SSP, along with the stories of the practical implementation of polar modulation SSB in the QRP Labs QMX and QMX Plus transceivers. Perhaps you'd like to get some interesting operating tips, in which case Walt Hudson, K4OGO, is one to add to your weekend schedule. Walt, also known as Salty Walt, will discuss different types of antennas and his experience with them when operating portable. If you'd like to discover something new within amateur radio, then enjoy Kitia Vinorum, LB4FH, for a presentation on Elmering in an online world. In addition, Mike Walker, VA3MW, will present an exclusive look at the new Aurora transceiver from Flex Radio Systems, and will showcase how the Aurora pushes the boundaries of software-defined radio. With a wide-ranging programme to spark your interest, three exciting workshops, the Special Interest Groups Room, GB3HQ, and much more, this year's convention is one not to be missed. The event takes place between Friday the 10th and Sunday the 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Tickets are selling fast. So to view the full programme and to book, go to rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB has announced an exciting new volunteer role which will be tasked with attracting older period people to amateur radio. The Honorary Mature Members Officer will also be responsible for retaining and engaging with our existing senior members. The individual will research organisations or groups with memberships that include older people who may be interested in amateur radio as a hobby. They'll also help to identify ways the RSGB can support lifelong enjoyment of amateur radio, including accessibility, training and social engagement. If you're an RSGB member and interested in the role, go to rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full description. If you'd like to apply or have a chat about the role, email the Nominations Committee Chairman, Will Richardson, 2E0WYA, via nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB will have a large presence at the National Hamfest at Newark Showground on Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th of September. In addition to an extensive bookstall and membership stand, the Society will be running a range of exciting practical activities and demos. These include a semi-interactive display of the CubeSat and a web-based dashboard from a tiny ground station running remotely. There'll be the opportunity to play Morse, a minimalist wave-based strategy game operated with just two controls. You can also have your CW skills tested at a range of speeds. On the Saturday, there'll be an opportunity to get hands-on building a Kanga FM receiver kit. The activities are all free of charge and there's no need to book in advance. Members of the RSGB board, staff and representatives from specialist committees and teams will be in attendance and are looking forward to meeting you, answering questions and offering support. If you know of an up-and-coming HFDXer who made rapid progress in last year and hasn't made some real achievements to show You have until Friday the 12th of September to nominate them for the RSGB's G5RP Trophy. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed, but anyone who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. Please email your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Worktop Britain's new Summer Saunter Award is being extended to include an autumn amble. This is now a rota of volunteers to act as regular net controllers from 10:30 a.m. UK time on the 40-metre band. Other nets will run on an ad hoc basis whenever activity is planned. To find out more, visit the Worktop Britain website. Now for details of rallies and event, Telford Hamfest takes place today, the 31st of August, at Harper Adams University Sports Hall. Doors open 10:15 a.m. Admission £5. Young people up to the age of 16 will enter free. Lots of fascinating titles are available at the RSGB bookstall on site. More details are available at tinyurl.com/TDARSfigures25. On the 14th of September, Case to Lifeboat Radio Rally will be held at Case to Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR35DJ. Doors will be open to visitors from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and there's no entrance fee. More information, email Zane, M1BFI, via m1bfi@outlook.com. Now for special event news, members of the Central USIMA Radio Amateurs Association, OH2AP, are active throughout 2025 as OF60AP, celebrating their club's 60th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Details of a certificate available for working the station, see tinyurl.com/OH2AP figures 25. Special call sign GB70RS is used to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. More information on the GB70RS page at qrz.com. DX News, Antonio IK7WUL is active as TY2AA in Benin until the 7th of September. Recently, the station was spotted on the 10-metre band using SSB. More information, visit the TY2AA page at qrz.com. Domenico IK1MNF is active as stroke IA5 from Isola d'Elba, EU028, until the end of September. He's mainly using SSB 20 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Domenico's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Contest news, the worldwide DigiDX contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th, ends at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 31st of August. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Monday the 1st of September, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. SSB on the 8-metre band exchanges signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 2nd, RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest, 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM on the 2-metre band exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 2-metre band exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. And surprise, surprise, on Wednesday the 3rd, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band. Same report, and if you're in one contest, you can go in the other. Also on Wednesday the 3rd, the UK and Ireland contest, Club 80-metre contest, runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band. Exchanges are your 6-character locator. The All-Asian DX contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 6th. starts, I should say, it's in the future, on Saturday the 6th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 7th of September. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and your age. On Saturday the 6th, the CWOP-CW Open takes place in 3 4-hour sessions between 0000 and 23:59 UTC. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's serial number and name. The RSGB on 144 trophy contest starts 1400 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 7th of September. All modes on the 2 metre band exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Both RSGBSS field day and IARU 1 field day start at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th, ends at 1300 UTC Sunday the 7th of September. All modes on the 80 to 10 metre band, where contests are allowed, the exchange a signal report and serial number. Sunday the 7th, Worked Hall Britain 2 metre SSB contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. SSB 2 metre band exchange a signal report, serial number and Worked Hall Britain Square. This year, the QRO and QRP contests are combined together. The full rules are available on the Worked Hall Britain website. Sunday the 7th, the 5th RSGB 144 Megs Backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now for radio propagation report, this week they write, saw a change in HF propagation with a perceptible move towards more autumnal conditions. The 10 and 12 metre bands have started opening up to the USA, at least on FT8. As we move into September, this will improve further. Also, as we head towards the autumnal equinox, we can expect better conditions on north-south paths, such as the UK to South Africa. The week saw the solar flux index climb to 226 on Thursday the 28th, thanks to a host of sunspots, mostly in the sun's southern hemisphere. Over the last 7 days, the sun also provided us with 12 M-class solar flares. Any associated coronal mass ejections were not Earth-directed, so had little effect on the KP index, staying firmly at 3 or below. The latest updates suggest there is only a 10% chance for a strong X-class solar flare. FT8 continues to be the preferred HF mode, or so it seems, with stations in China, Japan, Indonesia and Cameroon making their way into UK logs on the 12-metre band. The 10-metre band has been humming with South America rolling in during late afternoon and early evening. This can only get better as we move into September and October. NOAA predicts that the coming week will start with a solar flux index of 155 tomorrow. The first, this may be a little pessimistic, but we'll see. It also predicts that the solar flux index will drop off as the week progresses, ending the week at 125. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be good for the first half of the week, but then decline from the 4th of September. Batten down the hatches, KP index of 6 is forecast for the 5th, with unsettled conditions lasting until the 10th of September. Check for auroral HF signals on the 5th, or even the possibility of visible aurora from the UK. We recommend you get your HF DXing in early next week. Now for VHF and up propagation. Last week saw some lovely late season sporadiki on the 6 and 4 metre bands, including Spain, Italy and east into the Ukraine. There was also an opening to Brazil on the 24th that reached as far as East Anglia, but as usual, stations on the south coast and west of the country have the best transatlantic QSOs. This is the last bulletin in the nominal 2025 sporadic E season, which lasts from May to August. However, last week was a good reminder not to give up too soon, as there were several CW and SSB paths showing up, particularly on the 10 and 6 metre bands. There were also a few reports on the 4-metre bands. The daily sporadiki blogs on propquest.co.uk come to an end today, the 31st, but the site will continue to provide the maps as usual. To help you, notes on how to interpret the maps are available on the website. Thanks to all the sporadiki operators who have submitted logs to the various clusters this year. The changeover to unsettled weather is now complete, and we will see rain and thunderstorms in most areas from time to time. It's a good period to check out rain scatter propagation if you are set up for the gigahertz bands. The heavier rain is well captured by the many online radar displays to help you track the most attractive scattered volumes, which move with the stronger winds quite high up in the atmosphere. Speeds of 30 to 60 miles per hour are common. There's one note of contrast with the model evolution after midweek. One branch sticks with low pressure to the following weekend, while another outcome tries to bring in a ridge of high pressure and a chance of tropo. If the latter turns out to be the actual evolution, it may prove useful for the 144 Megs Trophy and Backpackers contest next weekend. However, it may not arrive in time for the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. Solar conditions are still proving some interest for auroral propagation, but with a KP index of less than 3, nothing of use radio-wise. Look for a KP index increase beyond 7 for that. Meteor activity is currently between major showers, so expect random activity which suggests early mornings for checking out meteor scatter prospects. Moon declination is negative, reaching a minimum of on Monday the 1st, so it's a week to check out your equipment rather than to operate. With the sun still high in the sky, it's easy to check system performance with sun noise. Path losses started to fall after apogee on Friday the 29th. 144 Meg sky noise is close to 3000 Kelvin on Monday, dropping back to moderate on Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week also.